I am standing here with Nicole Stearns, who is from Vermont. So, Nicole, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do back in Vermont.
So, I am actually going into a different field than ag. I'm actually going into a career working with children, which is different, but most people don't think that when you're in FFA, you can't do other things besides ag. But it's really not about that. You can work in whatever field you want to. I guess that's really important to know about FFA. But right now I'm actually in college. I'm going to the Community College of Vermont studying child development. Right now I am currently the state reporter for the Vermont FFA. I'm serving with four others.
So how has FFA prepared you? I'm sure in some way FFA has prepared you for your future career in childhood and helping children.
FFA has helped me by kind of getting involved with different people, getting to know new people, getting me to open up, because I was always a shy person when I was younger, so it has really helped me to open up and get to know everyone else and listen to their stories and see how I can help them in any way and kind of bring ag to children and kind of getting them to learn about the animals and like how they grow and how they, what they eat.
I know a lot of states across the country probably participate in ag in the classroom, which is kind of the same thing, but you want to take a more focus on it and really teach children where their food comes from and, like you mentioned, the animals. When you were in FFA, did you do any SAEs or CDEs?
I did one year. I did the farm business management team, which was a lot of fun. You had to do a lot of math, though, which was hard. And then last year, I built our own horse judging team. There wasn't one for our chapter, so I got people together and was like, I want to do this, so let's get people together and create this. And then we had someone at our school who would actually be willing to teach us what we need to know for that. So they were able to get that involved, and then we went to nationals for that. So.
That's great. That's a lot of drive, and I like seeing that from FFA members such as yourself. You see a need, and you want to fill it, and that's great. Speaking of your chapter, what kind of things else have you done?
So every year in May, we do a Ag Day, which is where we get other FFA members to drive tractors to school, to bring animals in, because we bring in elementary schools and children to come, and preschool children to come in and kind of experience what FFA really is and what we do in ag. Like I said, we have tractors come, we have animals come. We actually help the kids make maple ice cream. So we also get Monument Farms milk, which is a farm that we have in Vermont. It's local, and they actually donate the milk to us. We get Cabot cheese, which we have at our state booth. They donate cheese to us as well. And then we play games with them. We did a scavenger hunt last year, and yeah.
Again, I'm talking with Nicole Stearns, who's state reporter in Vermont, and you kind of are touching base on talking about children and connecting them to agriculture and FFA. And honestly, I think that must feel good inside to know, because we have such a thing where we want to connect with consumers and tell them where their food comes from, and you're trying to start at a young age, which I think is great.
Right, and it's really important to get children to learn and know where their food comes from so they can understand it and they can eventually teach their kids or other students that maybe they're going to be in school with. So,
Nicole, is there anything else you wanted to add?
In Vermont, we only have about 17 or 18 chapters. We really want to encourage people to join FFA and build new chapters. Currently, we are reaching, I think, 3 or 4 new chapters, which is really important to us because we want them to be able to come and learn about ag.
Only 17 or 18 throughout the entire state?
Yeah, we don't have that many people. We're trying to really encourage ag teachers to get involved with FFA and show students that there's a bunch of other people out there who really enjoy agriculture.
Well, Nicole, I think you're off in a great direction introducing people to FFA and kids for that matter. So thanks so much, Nicole. I really appreciate how you have that drive to really get to people, get them know what FFA is. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Kelsey Litchfield for FFA Today.